Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends. I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is It's Open to Leroy Show. We are live here on a Tuesday, December 23rd, Festivus. We are celebrating, and before Leroy comes in here and says something that will derail me, I'm going to go ahead and try to read the sponsor for the headlines.
Go ahead.
These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the price detail, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Quick headlines for you. The Miami Heat take on the Raptors tonight at 7:30. You can catch the action right here, starting at 6:15 p.m. with the preheat. Alejandro Solana hosts that. We're looking to avenge our loss against the Raptors that we faced last Monday and break our losing streak. Not only that, but the Cats are looking back to get in the win column. They play tonight at 7 p.m. Puck drop from PNC Arena in Raleigh as they take on the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm assuming you can probably catch that on our AM.
Yeah, it's AM 560. Shout out to Devon Achane.
Shout out to Devon Achane
for making the 2025 Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl rosters have been released. The stellar running back, Devon Achane for the Miami Dolphins, is a Pro Bowler. Jordan Brooks? Question mark? I guess we'll keep looking.
I'm looking.
The Dolphins.
He didn't make it. He didn't make it.
That's messed up. He's having an all-pro season.
That's messed up.
Dolphins take on the Buccaneers this Sunday at 1 p.m. Quinn Ewers is expected to start. Made his debut last week. And not only his NFL debut, his acting debut, as he played the role of...
quarterback?
Jake Paul. And the Cincinnati Bengals played the role of Anthony Joshua.
Ugh.
Not good. Not good. The only person happier than Cincinnati fans with the results was Tua. He's like, look at this guy.
So you know there was a conversation in the media box about like, oh, look at him. He's not even talking. He's not by the offensive coordinator. I'm like,
what do you want him to do, guys?
I mean, what do you want him to do? He's not going to – he's an emergency quarterback.
He's like, the third string, dude.
What do you want him – like, And then you just knew that I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to rip her, I got to rip you too.
Me too.
Minus one.
Oh, yeah. This guy. Yeah, you got a minus one.
Because I was here.
Yeah, you were lollygagging with the scooter Uber.
Dude, the headlines was already. He said the headlines before you got back.
It's true.
I can coach men and I can coach women, but I can't coach stupid.
It's fair.
He was parked outside the gate.
Yeah.
Some people don't know. They think that.
The directions say pull in the back parking lot and meet me by the sliding door. Every Uber person does it. Every DoorDash person does
write it in Spanish,
they pull in. He was black.
Was he or was he Dominican?
Black.
Was he or was he Cuban?
No, he was black.
All right.
Like brother black?
Yeah.
Going through the list?
Yeah. And he kept sending me texts. I'm here. No, you're not, dude. You're not in the back parking lot. I'm waiting by the slide.
Did he say here or estoy aquí?
It's
the fact that you can't even say it
right. Listen, you know what?
That was perfect.
Listen,
in your mind,
even with that name, stay away from Spanish.
That was so good.
Estoy aquí, okay?
No one says the S.
Estoy aquí.
You only say the S if you have like a proper education. Excuse me, David. We grew up in the slums, David.
Where do you think I grew up?
Kendall.
No, actually, I didn't.
Where'd you grow up?
According to A-Rod, Kendall's the hood.
White picket fences.
No.
Surprise, everybody. Speaking of all stars and Pro Bowlers, old Jimmy
HN did Brooks make it?
No.
Wow. He only leading the league in tackles.
That's what I'm saying. Headlines.
Yeah, the linebackers that made in the AFC, three outside linebackers were Nick Bonito.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name, but he plays for the Chargers.
All right.
Who? What's his name?
Tuli.
Oh, never mind.
Tupelotu.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tuli Tupelotu.
Yeah.
And TJ Watt. The inside middle linebackers were Al-Shahir Azeez and Roquan Smith.
Ooh.
And that's pretty much it.
That's two good ones.
Yeah, but some of these guys I think were – they were just
– he's going to be an alternate because I don't know if TJ Watt is out, right?
Well, TJ Watt, he might be playing the playoffs. So you know.
Right, okay.
But the other thing is Roquan – I don't think Roquan Smith had a better year than Brooks.
No, he didn't.
No, man.
But he plays for
– it's name recognition.
Right.
That's what it is.
Just, yeah, because he's an established name. That's all.
Yeah. I can tell you, if everyone was healthy, this would be the linebackers. Fred Warner, Roquan Smith – and, like, every other name that you can possibly think of that, like, you don't even know. Is he good? Did he have a good year? Did he not? I don't know. I just know.
You just know the name.
At a certain point, every year it was Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, Zach Thomas. Every year. You didn't have to look. Derek Brooks. Every year you didn't have to look. Sure, they're great players, but, you know. Let my boy Jordan Brooks go. He's free. Let him be free at the Pro Bowl.
But you know what's crazy? Is he could still end up going.
Yeah.
Because.
By the way, where's the Pro Bowl this year?
They're doing it in
San Fran.
They're doing it in Sri Lanka.
That would be better.
San Fran.
Change of scenery.
I tell you what, it was fun in Hawaii.
I bet.
Bet it was.
Yeah. That's a great trip.
Yeah.
And you bring wifey with you?
No, not Leroy. This was before wifey.
I wasn't married.
Well,
come on now.
No, because I'm going to tell you why. This is what a lot of the guys said. Going through the whole season, it was a nice little trip. Thank you to the wives.
Yeah.
Holding it.
Yeah. Put it this way, Vlad. You had to win. You had to win the Pro Bowl to break even.
Oh, because you'd be spending so much money for the tickets.
No, just you had to pay for the tickets.
Oh, what about hotel room?
You had to pay for hotel room.
So you're buying basically.
But if you brought other people, you see what I'm saying? So you could get one first class ticket or two regular tickets if you wanted to fly somebody out.
Now you flying coach, baby.
So I flew my uncle out.
That's a long flight, though.
And then I had two buddies from Vegas who I'd known since they were kids. Their mom worked for an airline. So they just, she flew them out. I told them, just fly them out. And I got them a room. And, yeah, we golfed, and it was fun. I had the first time I went, I was, I think, an alternate. So I didn't, I didn't know if I was getting paid.
Oh, okay.
If we won or whatever.
Remember buddy passes for flights?
Yeah, you still get on your same flight.
Those
now you might be might be three flights.
Yeah.
Buddy passes
buddy passes suck now.
Yeah, back in the days though, Leroy, they were great.
Yeah, they were great. $25 you fly anywhere.
$25?
Yeah.
I don't care. You take the last seat in the last row as long as you ain't left.
Yeah.
What is that?
They still do them. But it's just like you ain't no guarantee. It might have to wait a couple of.
Basically, if you get a buddy pass, you better take that first flight smoking the next day.
Yeah.
That might be your best chance.
Yep.
Look, right now, if you want a $25 ticket, you can just hit up Spirit. You got to stand up in the back, though, and hold on to the pole like you're on the subway. But it's lit.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Oh, you're not carrying any bags.
I don't do. What's the other one?
Frontier.
Not Frontier.
JetBlue?
No, not JetBlue.
Oh, I like JetBlue.
Southwest?
I think it was. It might have been
Alaska Air.
It might have been Spirit.
It's got
where Spirit. I could feel my booty on the pole underneath
it. Yeah, that's Spirit.
I'm like, this is crazy.
It's totally Spirit.
I'm like, I ain't never do this again.
You paid for a seat? That's crazy.
I'm like, and then I love the airline. You buy a ticket, and then they charge you to pick a seat. I'm like, I thought the ticket was
Leroy. You did fly Spirit. You know they charge you to breathe, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
$5.
They basically give you like they'll say
the ticket costs $25,
and then like the add-ons just basically right. amount to what you could pay in a better airline.
Right,
your
exactly.
Last name starts with an L.
That's what I do.
$15.
For example, everybody say, why don't you just fly regular and don't fly first class? Well, because here's the problem: when I go to Vegas and I bring my golf clubs in a bag because I'm there for, you know, we there for 5 weeks, they charge me $150. So what I do is I always go check what's the upgrade to first class. Sometimes the upgrade to first class is $100.
Oh.
But your luggage is free.
That's what my aunt.
So that's why I always check in the first class. It has nothing to do with, oh, I want to be big timing. It has to do with, it's actually cheaper when they charge you for all the luggage and golf bag and all that stuff.
What plane's at first class? I've never.
Definitely
I've
maybe, not Spirit.
Please remove your glasses. I can't see what you're looking at.
What, yeah, like American Airlines has first class, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
You know what? You I've need never, to put the glasses back on.
Why?
Your eyes look really small for your face.
Yeah.
It hit I don't your know
face.
What happened.
Yeah, Jesus no, that's Christ. What I'm saying. It hit your face.
Yeah.
So not,
like your cheeks.
Not a fan?
Your cheeks just, boom, just came out of nowhere. You know, like, boom. Yeah.
Now I'm keeping them off.
So yeah, I always check first class availability because if you got to pay for your luggage anyway, you end up paying the same price and the luggage is free.
Does JetBlue have first class?
No.
No, not a cheap airline. No. Have first class.
That's a cheap
airline. I knew I was in trouble when dude was cranking up the engine out front.
Okay. Now you ever walk on the tarmac?
That's crazy. Weird.
We used to have to walk on the tarmac, like oh, walk crazy. when you fly in it on a as a team.
Yeah,
because you go right off the plane into the buses in some airports.
Well, that's cool, but like when you're flying normally and they're like, you have to walk to your plane. I'm like, I have to
you,
what? To
you know what plane? That is? Your plane yeah, is yeah. a little plane.
Very little.
Yeah.
It was one of those to Orlando.
I just don't remember where
I was. I'm not a big fan of the puddle nothing. Jumpers.
You guys are young. Leroy could tell. That tells you have to walk to the plane and you were able to enter through the back of the plane?
What?
Or the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was two. There was
two entrances.
What is this,
entrances?
A bus?
Yeah, it was some of the big planes.
Nah,
like crazy. They did it when we traveled. So when we traveled. East Coast to West Coast, right? And we had a big plane. They had like two or three entrances.
I want to look at plane tickets right now.
Hmm?
Let's say.
You're looking right now.
Give me a destination. Give me a destination right now to look. I just want to see how
Vegas.
Crazy.
Well, no, you can't do Vegas. They have a lot of flights.
Yeah,
New York. Do New York.
Let's do New York.
Oh, that's going to be a lot, too.
There's going to be a lot of flights.
That's going to be that's going to be expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to see just because, you know, American Airlines.
Around
this time, these flights, because holidays and stuff like that, they book them. I just want to see right now, ballpark, if I wanted a first class plane ticket to New York, because I want to see the ball drop.
When are you leaving?
First class?
Right now, tonight, or tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
All right, so you're leaving tomorrow, the
1100
round trip. I gotta come back.
1200.
When you coming?
1213. That's gonna be 1200, 1300.
Give me a day you're coming back.
I'm gonna come back the first.
Where are you looking at?
I'm looking at
AmericanAirlines.com right now.
1200, 1300.
JFK. 1200, 1300. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Departing.
You leaving Fort Lauderdale or Miami?
Leave Miami.
Leaving just to make it worse.
No, you gotta leave Miami.
No, you don't. You can leave.
Why? I got more flights out of Miami, so it'll be cheaper.
No, it's cheaper than. Fort Lauderdale.
You think?
It depends.
It's cheaper to keep her.
That's what they say.
I'm sorry. I don't even know why I said that.
I'll tell you right now. Here we go.
That's fair.
It's loading.
Ooh. All right.
It's loading.
I'm on American Airlines. You're on Priceline. Depart. What do you mean?
Priceline.
On my dates. I have to put the whole dates.
FLL.
12/24/2025. Watch. I can't wait. Next.
All right. I got one. Delta.
Delta
has a flight 4 p.m. leaving tomorrow afternoon, but you have a connecting for some reason.
Gross.
No direct flight?
No direct.
I'm out.
Poor.
$653.
Oh.
First class?
That ain't first class.
He said we's doing first class.
Oh, he's doing first class.
That ain't first class.
How long is that layover?
Ew, yeah, how long is that?
17 hours. Like, I don't do layovers.
That's not cool.
I don't do layovers because I don't like flying to start off with. And the only thing worse than going up and down once is going up and down twice.
It's crazy. American Airlines just says you can't
that
afford
depends,
this.
Because there are some places that will not have direct flights.
How do they
only fly direct.
Like my family, when I go visit them, I can't go directly.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. All right, first class. Because you're right. I was on economy.
Yeah, I'm on premium right now.
Oh, you're on premium? Look at you. You're big time.
You know me. This is no way.
I mean, look what you chose.
$894, and I haven't picked my seat.
Yo,
back.
Fair.
That's cheap.
I got $1,218 for Delta. Right.
I told you $1,200, $1,300.
Well, if I take a,
I'm familiar with trying to get a flight at the last minute.
If I go from what's OR?
So Vlad, you did economy for economy for $653, right? If I would have took my bag and my golf bag, it would have cost me $1,000.
You guys are poor. This one is $3,053.
From where?
From FLL to ORD, which I think Orlando's MCO, so I don't know what ORD is, but I'm there for quite some time.
So a connecting flight.
$3,053.
Yep.
That is beautiful.
Okay, now can you put something that's not New York?
Why? Because New York sucks?
No, because New York is expensive. Like to during this time, it's going to be mad expensive.
Leroy,
what's up?
So I'm looking for nonstop.
Yeah.
Priceline's like, sorry, we didn't find any nonstop flights.
Oh, so they don't even exist.
Because
so
they're all sold out.
Because so look at when you're booking and where you're booking.
I like it though. I like it. So, sometimes you got to blow
guess
money,
what, guys?
J-Fig.
Just keep your asses at home.
Okay. Sometimes you got to spend money,
look,
J-Fig.
That's it. That's it.
You got it.
That's it.
Remember when I took my glasses off and you guys hurt my feelings again?
You want to put them back on, huh?
No. No. All right. You know what? Sports. We get it. Enough of that malarkey.
Well, I know what you was about to say. You made your lips
malarkey.
You went from bull to mole?
Yeah. Bullarchy. Let's come back with some Christmas trivia on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends. I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
We need better game show music.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I should probably been on that. But then I was like, oh, we probably have Christmas music. We can maybe just like play some Christmas music in the back. But unfortunately, it's like Vlad's pointed to my attention that people are over this whole Christmas thing. You know, like that if you don't have a child that you're actively like trying to do the whole Santa thing with, that Christmas has become a thing of the past for adults. They're tired of the commercialism, and as a person who would spend a lot of his Christmases at Tootsie's. I get it.
That's great gifts right there. Let me tell you what's great about when you go to like those establishments like Tootsie's and all that stuff. They pretty much hit off a truck, like maybe not Tootsie's, but those establishments, they probably hit a truck and a lot of things were in that truck. And then all of a sudden, you know what happens when they do the tour?
Yes.
They have those toys or whatever products were in the truck. And then you basically buy in a dance and that product. And then you could give that product as a gift to somebody else.
Look at that.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Look at that. Right now, we're going to get into some Christmas trivia as Leroy is munching on
that empanadas,
some
boy.
Empanadas, Figgies out there.
Hey.
Laughing it up
in
with
big
Lupe.
Box, Fig. The big box. What they put them.
My daughter's. The one that you wanted?
No, my daughter's empanadas take home, dulce de leche. They put them in the big box. I thought they were in the little box. So we brought the little box in here, and somebody already did a drive by.
Ah, damn.
Didn't touch anything. No, I haven't either.
I haven't touched anything.
No, I know, but you know.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else from.
Yeah.
You know what it is? They probably saw. You know, something they're familiar with and thought it was for everybody.
Wow.
Oh,
how could they think that?
I brought some holiday creamy vanilla Coca-Cola.
That's my thing.
Creamy vanilla
Coca-Cola. It's just cream soda, right?
Yes.
Is it though? I've had vanilla Coke. It's different.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't tried it. It's my first time trying it.
Vanilla?
Now, what game are we playing now?
We are playing Christmas Trivia. I'll go around asking you guys various questions that are related to South Florida sports and Christmas. Whoever gets the most correct answers at the end of this wins 1 point towards their XXXmas games total. I'm interested to see the review of the soda, though.
I know. She was supposed to share.
She didn't share it at all.
What, y'all
got a sip and pass.
Are you feeling for some cream soda?
Puff puff pass.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Can I get like a
no?
All right, all right. Fair enough.
All right.
Here, you want a sip?
Fair enough.
Here, I have a cup. Look.
I don't have a cup.
I have a cup.
Here, pour some. Then
pour some. I have a cup.
This is riveting, folks.
All right, let's see.
Don't worry about it.
No one wants to give a review. I will do it.
I tell you what.
It's good. It's nice.
It would be a lot better. If it was cold.
Ice outside that's still being made.
With that good ice.
Mm-hmm. All right, it tastes like a Coca-Cola with a little bit of ice cream and cream.
It's like cream soda.
It is exactly what it's described as. But enough of that malarkey. Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
I'm ready.
All right, good sir. Who is the most winningest team in NBA history on Christmas Day?
So it would have to be a team that plays all the time.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it has to be between the Lakers, between the Celtics, the Knicks. I will go the Celtics.
The correct answer is the Miami Heat.
What?
Miami Heat have the highest winning percentage of any team.
No. That's not what you asked. You asked who won the most on
Christmas.
Okay. Not who has the highest winning percentage.
Okay,
which is a big difference because the Lakers and the Celtics have been playing Christmas Day games longer than the Heat have been around. So the highest winning percentage brings in a whole another group of teams.
Minus one.
For deception.
Yo, hold on.
Most.
By the way, Jay Fig, when she jumps off the top rope.
Oh yeah, she coming with elbows, bro. Elbows.
Oh my god.
So wait. Weird.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're wrong. What, fraudulent question.
You're okay,
wrong,
so
fraudulent fraud. All
right. So the most wins because I said the question correct. I'm incorrectly. The most wins on Christmas Day is also not the Celtics. It is the Knicks and the Lakers who both have 25 wins.
But I told you, I picked the right three teams.
You did.
You
right.
But you're then a winner in my heart.
No, but yeah. But he got it wrong, though, because he picked the right three teams, and then he could have picked two of those three, but he picked the one that wasn't.
Right.
So
you're both wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Leroy.
Not the host being wrong.
Like
the Miami Heat have won 11 games in a row.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So, two teams have won 25 games.
Yes, sir.
They're not the winner.
No, they were the winner.
Because they've lost 13 games. They might have lost 13 games.
Right, because they've been playing for 60 years.
So, if you're 25 out of 38, you're not going to have a better winning percentage over the team that's probably won 9 out of 11.
Well, the Miami Heat are actually 12-2.
So 12 out of 14.
Right.
I knew they only lost twice.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
How many of those games has Eric Spoelstra won?
Ooh, that's a goodie. Is this for?
I would say.
Is this for Leroy or anybody else?
I'm giving Leroy another question.
Leroy.
8. The correct answer is?
7.
9.
Oh, man.
Okay.
9-0.
Right.
So because I robbed you of a question there, I didn't count that first one. Right now, you're 0-1. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
I mean, off the top of my head, getting 8 and it was 9.
Yeah.
Or guessing the three top teams.
You want half a point?
There's no extra credit points, here, man.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead to Jennifer. She gets multiple choice.
Jennifer.
I like my choices.
All right. We are going to give you, this is going to be a yes or no, to be honest. So you only have two options here. What are the most anticipated Christmas games in the NBA in the history of the NBA took place in 2004 when Shaquille O'Neal returned to Los Angeles as a member of the Miami Heat. The final score was 104 to 102 in overtime. Who won that game?
Okay, I'm going to give you a minus one because you said it was a yes or no question.
Did they win? Did the Miami Heat win?
Well, if I mean, not for nothing, Jennifer.
You know, thank you, Leroy.
Let's use our big brain.
What are we doing here?
Right? Well, let her use her brain.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're wrong.
You already know the team is 12-2. Mm-hmm. So it could be one of the 12 wins mm-hmm. or one of the two losses. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's this game, by the way?
This is just Christmas trivia.
No. What game? No. What game you saying?
This is 2004 Heat Lakers.
Oh,
yeah. So Spo was not coaching that one because I had just said Spo was 9-0 on Christmas. He was not the head coach at the time.
Right.
Hmm.
Huh. Miami Heat win? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. That is correct. They won 104 to 102 in overtime.
12-2.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance they won if you just play the percentages.
Yes. But she was upset at me.
That was the first game Shaq played against the Lakers, right?
That was. That was the first game.
Okay.
All right, Vlad. Okay. Vlad, I know that you got the big brain over there. I know you got a good memory for things.
Two of them.
Ah.
Wow.
So.
More accurate than two.
True. this one's
bad. That's messed up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me I have a big brain.
1994. Nah, I'm gonna do this one. On Christmas Day,
5:30 p.m. The Knicks took on the Bulls.
Damn, he's good.
At the United Center.
On Christmas Day in 1971,
Knicks played the Lakers.
That's probably right. That's probably right. The Miami Dolphins played in a game that still
Cowboys,
holds the record.
Leon Lett, the fumble in the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, this man ain't gonna let
Keith
you
Byers went. Keith Byers went 80. And I remember watching the replay because we had to play Dallas.
Was it a 16-13 game? It was
16-13.
Not the same game.
And he ran. Yeah. That was on Thanksgiving.
Correct.
The one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was Thanksgiving. You're right.
Love that.
He ran. He had an 80-yard touchdown, and there were no footprints. It looked like tracks. Right, because he never lifted his feet up high enough to make footprints.
Go
ahead.
On Christmas Day in 1971, the Miami Dolphins played in the game that still holds a record for the longest game in NFL history.
Oh.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day. Who was their opponent?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Is that a playoff game? Because I'm
yes,
thinking of the
it
Chargers.
It was a playoff game.
This was an AFC divisional play.
Yeah, it's the Chargers. They lost to the Chargers.
No, that's not the Kellen Winslow game.
Oh, that way you said 71, hey, right?
All
right.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to give credit to Frank.
Well, you
said
I'm not looking at the computer. So everybody else is looking at the computer.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the computer.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
All right, so you said 71.
1971, longest game ever.
Ever.
Still to this day, 82 minutes and 40 seconds.
Damn. Any game that I know.
That's one extra
is
quarter and a half.
Is that the Patriots game?
Double overtime.
Is that the Patriots game? No.
No.
That's not Patriots.
They weren't any good back then.
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember when they had to, use something to.
Can I give you a hint?
No.
I'll give you a hint.
I'll take the L.
Ed Podolak. Set a still-standing NFL record with 350 all-purpose yards.
So what was the question again?
Who do they face? You know the answer?
I think so.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. It is not.
Hank Stram.
Who's that?
Hank Stram.
God bless you. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Who's the coach?
No clue.
Hank Stram.
Dick Vermeil.
That was the longest game ever?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Still, I had to look it up because I was like, I can't trust you, Gemini. All right, we are back to Leroy. Leroy.
Yes.
In 1994.
Ooh, I was there.
The Dolphins defeated the Detroit Lions 27-20 on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the win, why was this game significant for legendary coach Don Shula?
It made him the winningest coach in NFL history?
Now, what was the number that he reached that day to make him the most regular season wins by head coach in NFL history?
So what's the question?
306?
What was the question?
How many wins did Don Shula get?
It was 30.
Would you like a multiple choice for this one?
Yeah.
Talking about, how are you giving multiple choices now?
Because this is a random number, dude.
I feel bad for you.
This is not your best game.
Yeah, this. I ain't going to lie to you. This segment's
winning.
This segment's been trash. I'm not going to hold you.
It's a little confusing the way you're saying things.
There's been no clarity.
Leroy, you've been confused? Except for that other
I'm going to ask somebody, have you been confused other than the time that you started out the game being confused?
Other than the initial confusion, have you been confused? What? Okay, so is it 306? Is it 309? Or is it 319? How many wins did Don Shula achieve on the day that he set the record for most regular season wins by head coach?
I think
306, 309, 319.
He coached until 90. When was his last year? 96?
96.
Yep.
He finished with 327. All right. I'm going to go 309.
The correct answer is 319.
Is it? So he must have not been very good the last couple years.
I guess not. So that brings Leroy to 0-2. We will move on to Jay Fig for this next one.
You're 0 for the season, buddy. You got the first pick in the draft.
That hurts. Who is the only player, Jay Fig, to score 50-plus points on Christmas in the 21st century? Is it LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Is it Steph Curry? Or is it Luka Doncic?
That's
the
good one.
Only player to score 50-plus points on Christmas Day. Is that confusing, you bozos?
I think so.
Heard.
Okay, give me the options one more time.
Oh,
it was
God.
LeBron James. Luka or who?
Luka or Steph Curry.
Steph.
You're picking Steph Curry?
I think so.
The correct answer is
LeBron.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic. Luka. 50 right. points in
you
2023.
Had three choices.
Yeah.
You can't pick one and then say I was going to pick the other one.
I was going to pick him. He's my second choice.
But you didn't.
He's lashing out.
You know what?
All right, what's the last question for this segment?
All right. In three games, he was able to accomplish this stat of 43.3 points per game.
Yikes.
You talking about Luka?
That is the all-time NBA Christmas record.
For average?
Average points per game at 43.3. Who accomplished this feat? Are you ready?
Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady is the correct answer. How do you know that off top?
Because we watch NBA games on Christmas, so you're going to know if somebody had a great night.
43? That's crazy.
Yeah, Tracy McGrady was putting up points. Him and LeBron had a great battle on a Christmas when he was in Orlando.
Okay, so
that's crazy. Is he one of those players that kind of faded away, but you don't realize, a lot of people don't realize how great he was?
He was unfortunately playing at the same time with Kobe. So when Kobe's winning and he's not, you know.
He's good, though.
He was really good.
So good.
Oh, my God.
It's like different versions of him, too. Like Rockets Tracy.
Orlando
Tracy was off the backboard. So it's 1-1.
All of us got a one. And we got to take a break.
Not this guy.
It's 1-1-0.
We do have to take a break, though.
We will take a break and come back with the exciting finale of sports trivia.
WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody read the article? Have you read the article?
What article?
From the lady that got caught at the Coldplay concert?
No, what did she say?
She said that it was a couple of high noons that got into her system, and that's
that's what it was.
And if they you know, they were separated, and it was the first time they actually ever touched and kissed, and you know, got with each other, and it was caught by the people at the concert.
Mm. Yeah. So
caused her life disarray.
No way.
Yeah,
he quit his job.
I think they both lost
their job. He definitely lost his job. Probably her, too.
She did lose her job.
But, you know, you got to find a way to make this work for you.
If you're going to do a sneaky link,
don't do it at a concert.
And and she said her husband, who she was separated with, was at the concert.
With somebody else?
Yeah, somebody. Might have been somebody else, but they weren't together.
Look at that.
Wow. So just imagine. Could you imagine being separated from your wife and you look on the Jumbotron and your wife... Because you know, if they co-workers, you thinking to yourself, oh, this ain't the first time.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has a work husband.
My thing is this.
No, not like that.
Oh, sorry.
Does everyone have a work husband?
Do you have a work husband, Marcos?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm. Okay.
What, you guys know?
Who is it?
Leroy, are you going to deny me in front of everyone?
I knew it.
She had a good job. She resigned. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But the first thing I would do is like find one of those, things where you can like access, or like anything that advertises privacy, and I'd like do a commercial with them, make some money off of it, dive into it a little bit. Don't be like me. You know how they have the backup commercials where all of a sudden Tommy DeVito's, you know, normally you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm a backup and be proud of it, but the right check that comes in, now you're going to lean into it. Yeah, but, you know what? I am a backup.
Let me ask you this, though.
I mean, there's no good side chick commercials.
Yeah, we got to make them. That's really what we're missing.
We do
got
to make them.
That is what we're missing.
I'm telling you, they're missing out. During Thanksgiving would be all side
What about
that
movie you guys were talking about? The one that Tobin went to go see with his wife.
Was it The House Guest?
The House Guest.
No.
She should be doing a commercial
Isn't
for
The
House Guest.
Handmaid?
Oh, The Handmaid? I don't know.
No, it was The House Guest because I remember thinking, that's stupid. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale exists, but this is House Guest. At least that's what you guys were saying.
I don't know. Cool. Let's get back to the game.
All right. One more question before we do a quick thing
the
of
housemaid.
Rats off a ship.
Sorry.
Housemaid, so it was a combination of both. It's even stupider if you ask me. All right, Figgy, you got 1 point. Vlad's got 1 point. Final question. This one is for you, Figgy. Despite a tough 26-20 loss on Christmas in 2022, this Miami Dolphin was able to set a franchise record on that day. Was it Devon Achan? Was it Tua Tagovailoa, or was it Tyreek Hill?
Oh, what day?
Christmas.
2022.
I know who it is.
They lost.
Is it Tyreek?
She's right.
The correct answer is Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Mean, Tua left with a concussion.
Tua deadly, but we didn't know it was a concussion. And Tobin accused him of ruining Christmas. Very mean. Very mean of Tobin.
He ruined Christmas again.
He did ruin Christmas.
How did he ruin Christmas? Man, your Christmas been ruined since Indianapolis.
Again, wow, man. He ruined it. Dude.
Exactly, he ruined Christmas.
Absolutely ruined it.
2-1.
All righty. 2-1. I'm going to go ahead and give you another all-time NBA Christmas stat.
Jesus.
Two times this happened, and it is the tied for the most assists on an NBA Christmas game with 18. Name one of these players that accomplished this feat on a Christmas Day game. 18 assists.
It's got to be Magic.
Would you like multiple choice?
Got multiple choice. But if one of the multiple choices is Magic Johnson.
Well, I have to say Magic Johnson. Of course I have to say Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. Wilt Chamberlain.
Could happen with Wilt.
Or Nate Tiny Archibald. I'm trying to think of a Nick.
You know what the funny thing about it is?
Yeah.
I would have said Tiny if it wasn't the fact that he was a baller. He could put ball, like the points. He could put the ball in the basket.
Heard.
Wilt could get you a triple-double. So 19 assists back in the 60s against, you know, little Thomas from accounting.
Just the tall guy.
Just a tall guy. Just can happen, you know.
Yep.
You know, Paul Tagliabue might have had to guard Wilt Chamberlain back in the days. If for those that know.
He ain't going
to
make
and it. And no Duncan. With, they yeah. couldn't dunk
I'm going
then.
With Magic, clearly, because I saw too many Magic games on the in
That's
the,
fair. Listen, when it comes to assists,
but
it's
I think
never
it's right. Magic and Wilt, I would say, would be those two guys. I think it's That's Magic fair. And Wilt.
All right. Well, 18 assists happened in 1972 and 1966. One of the guys.
Oh, wow. It's Nate and it's Wilt.
Guy Rogers. The other one, Nate Tiny Archibald.
Oh, wow.
Tiny did it in 72?
72. 18 assists for Tiny Archibald. Oh.
18 assists. I wonder how many points he had that game.
Nine. I made that up.
That's about right. Wait a minute.
What? What? Does it sound about right? Let's look it up.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, let's move on real quick. We're going to go take a break, but...
That's it. J-Fig won.
J-Fig is the winner of Christmas Trivia. Hey, all Leroy right. does it. Leroy, you're not clapping your hands. You don't all seem right. to be happy for our winner.
I was the only one that never got no multiple choice.
Whoa. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. 309. The oh, coaches yeah.
win.
Yeah.
It's
because you yelled.
I never.
Well, you know what it was? I got the number of his total wins wrong.
Yeah.
So if I were to realize it was 347 instead of 327 in 2 years, I would have had to go with the higher number.
Well,
as I was corrected.
See, Tobin has chimed in on our chat.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
I do see a Brandon underscore Tobin.
Dude, if you going
right
chat, you might as well just came to work.
You know, that's what I'm saying. These guys, sometimes they just don't come to work and they chime in on the chat.
Are
Who
those,
does that?
He put heavens to Betsy.
Heavens
are those
to
hold things
see,
registered?
See, me and Datesoff, is cracking this the Tybo joke, which you do look like Billy Blanks with the, you know, with the cutoffs.
It's true.
But. It's really Tobo.
Oh.
As. Oh. Wait. Hold on. Time out. The reason why. Wait.
Hey.
Hold on.
Leroy will cut. Have an
Let me tell you why. It's not
break.
A point. Let me tell you why it's not a point.
Can we say.
Let me tell you why it's not a point. It's not a point. That's you know why?
Yeah.
Because he walking around barefoot because his toe hurt.
I am.
No, you can't come at me about toes.
But my toes aren't separated.
Toasting on
No, open. My toes aren't also, separated anyway. Also, they're hugging each other.
He's wearing socks.
I'm wearing socks, so you don't really see my toe.
Let's see.
Tobin wrote on the chat.
Tobin.
I used that one, Tobin.
That's an old one.
That's okay. Vlad used that one.
Chestnuts toe sting on an open fire.
When you smell it, it's kind of funny.
I would never do that to you, Leroy.
What? You mad you ain't think of it.
One time I made a whole TikTok about his toes.
Did you?
I did.
A toe talk?
Oh. Come on.
We're going to break. We're going to break. We're going to break. We're going to break. I'm on fire right now.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more with Tobin and Leroy and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow, and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.